Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Of the Midnight Mystery Train. Cy and Elmer visited the scene of the crimes, and even though our brave mail-order detectives were right on the job, another man was carried off by some mysterious force. The scene is now the home of Sheriff Hank Hawkins in Punkinville. The time, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the reason. Cy and Elmer are reporting to the sheriff on their strange experiences at the ill-fated section car.
We're mighty sorry, Sheriff, that we had to get you out of bed this time in the morning, but this thing has got to have something done about it, and done mighty quick.
Me and Elmer has got this story to tell you that sounds like we're plumb crazy, and I ain't so sure we ain't.
Well, go right ahead with your story, boys. I heard about that thing before you all went down there. And no matter how wild it sounds, it ain't going to surprise me much.
Well, so you'll know what we're doing here at 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll begin at the back end and tell the story backwards.
Say, if you tell it, it'll be backwards, all right, no matter which end you start from.
Huh?
Well, you see, Sheriff, me and Cy come in from that section camp on a handcart.
Yeah, we didn't come all the way on it. We walked in the last mile because we got hit by the fast train.
Hold on now, Cy. Wait a minute. If you got hit by the fast train, how come you able to walk in here? I never seen nobody hit by a train walk very much after.
Well, we didn't exactly get hit, did we, Elmer?
Certainly didn't get hit, but the handcar did.
Yeah.
You see, Sheriff, me and Cy was coming on that track when we seen the train coming.
Yeah, and he was right behind us, and catching up to us awful fast.
Yes, and Cy wasn't no good about getting that handcar stopped. Mm-hmm. You weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to try to get it off the track, but Cy was that darn slow head jump for our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And the train, well, the train made Kennedy wood out of the handcart.
And we were scared we had wrecked the train.
Well, I should think so. Did the engineer know he'd hit you?
I guess he noticed pretty well from some of the names he called us.
Yes, I reckon he was pretty mad by the time he stopped that big train and backed up half a mile or so. He was old for killing me and Cy right then and there.
But Elmer talked him out of it. Told him about our being detectives on this railroad case.
Well, you must have been sleeping to let that train get that close to you without getting off the track.
Yeah? We never noticed till the train got right on top of us.
We was busy trying to see a fellow on horseback. He'd been following us all along the fence all the way.
And just a minute, we seen the headlight. That train run right up on us.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. You got the car to hear the horse. First you tell me about coming home on a handcart with a horseman following you while you nearly got hit by the Limited.
That's right.
But not a word yet about how it started or what happened at the section camp. Now back up. Back up and start over at the beginning.
Well, we got on the train here yesterday to ride out to...
Oh, shucks, I sure know that already.
He told me to begin at the beginning, didn't he?
Oh, ain't no sense telling things he knows already.
The sheriff asked for the beginning, and I'm giving him the beginning.
Yeah, you're right, Cy. We must start at the very beginning. For the most unimportant things take on a great significance when they're part of a criminal trail.
That sounds kind of familiar to me, Emma.
Bet your life is familiar. That's some of the stuff out of our book on how to be a detective. And I bet the sheriff has been sneaking a look at our book.
Why, Elmer Peabody. Sheriff wouldn't do that.
No, boys, I ain't been stealing any of your thunder. That's just the first principle of detecting. And if it's in your book's good. Now, come on, get on with the story, Cy. We're losing time.
Well, we got to the junction just after dark, and the section boss wasn't there to meet us. So we started to walk down them long, two dark miles.
Yes, and all the way down the track, Cy was a-bailing and a-mooning about the dark. when he stepped on a piece of barbed wire. He hollered for 10 minutes that a rattlesnake had bit him.
Sketch it, Elmer. That sheriff don't want to know that.
Didn't he say one knew everything?
Yes, Elmer, he did.
Yes, but you ain't got sense enough to tell him, sir. Yeah. Well, after we got pretty near the section camp, that Irish boys came out to meet us. And we sat right down on the track while he told us the whole plum story.
And it's crazy. You wouldn't believe it, Sheriff.
Yeah, let's have it, boys. I reckon it ain't going to surprise me so much. After being sheriff for 20 years around here, there ain't many surprises left.
And if this don't surprise you, and you're crazy.
Well, Sheriff, that section car is on a little sidetrack in a big, deep cut at the end of the bridge, you know.
Yeah.
And there's just room in front of it for the track. That's mighty important, too. Because when you step out of the door of the car, the only place you can walk is right on the track.
So me and Elmer got up on this bank and waited for midnight to come.
Mm-hmm.
And all them other fellas had things happen to them just at 12 o'clock.
Well, did you boys see anything happen at 12?
No, we didn't exactly see it, but it happened.
Yes, I'll say it happened. And it was just like we said, too. Pat, that's our reception boss, Pat O'Houlihan, said he weren't afraid with us watching. So we done just like the others did.
Yeah.
Well, when we heard the train whistle, way off like, we were just 1 minute to 12 midnight. And Pat come out the door of the car and started up the track.
Me and Elmer could tell about where he was, because he had his flashlight lit, but he was covering it up in his hands.
Well, there was Pat, walking slow up the track, and the train was getting louder and louder.
And I got my moving picture camera going.
Now, hold on now. Wait a minute. What good was that motion picture camera? Didn't you say it was plumb dark?
It was darker than that inside black hat man with a black hat.
You say it was. But you see, Sheriff, we had some of them flashlight globes for taking pictures at night, you know. Well, I shot 4 of them off while the trouble was going on. So we got the idea that some of them pictures might be some good.
And there was Pat, walking slow up the track, the train getting louder and closer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just as that noise got right under us...
Sheriff, I'm telling you, it was certainly terrible.
Nah.
Pat gave the most awful scream you ever heard. The train was going just, well, quicker than scatting. Well, that's about all.
Say, you don't need to look at the camera like he was crazy, Sheriff. That's just the way it happened.
Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that fella Pat walked right into that train, and you fellas just let it hit him, and you didn't do nothing about it?
Well, but what we're trying to tell you, Sheriff, there wasn't no train.
But you just said...
We said that we heard the train.
Yes, and we did hear it. Yes. The same as all them other fellas heard it.
But we never seen it.
Well, there weren't no lights on the train. It went through so fast you couldn't see it. That's all.
That's what we figured, Sheriff, till we got down on the train track and looked around.
Yes, we couldn't find no clue what happened to Pat. But we did find his hat.
And his flashlight, right where he dropped it.
Well, then the train must have carried him away after it hit him, and he dropped them things right there.
But there wasn't no train, Sheriff.
No, sir. We know there weren't no train. Because we found Pat's hat laying right on top of the rail.
Yeah. And it couldn't have been there if there was a train.
But you boys heard the train. And if I understand it right, the others heard it too.
They did. But no matter how many heard it, it wasn't never on that track.
No, sir. Ain't no two ways about it, Sheriff. We heard that train, heard it coming way down the track. Heard it come right under us. Then we heard Pat scream.
Yeah.
And then the train was gone.
Yeah.
But no train never come through.
That's right, Sheriff. And with Elmer there with me, you can't say it was just me being scared.
Well, boys, that's the strangest yarn I ever heard. But I believe you're telling it just as it happened. Or at least as you think it happened. Now, some kind of a clue as to what happened to Pat?
We couldn't find a thing but the flashlight and the hat.
Say, wait a minute. Just one thing, Sheriff. Sounds crazy and all the rest. Maybe it means something. Every time I showed off with them flashlight globes, I got a pretty good look at things that weren't too far away.
I kept a camera running and pointed right where I thought Pat was. But I was kind of scared, and maybe I shut my eyes a time or two when them flashes went off.
Yeah, time or two, you know, during when you kept them shut, sir. But I had mine wide open, yes, sir. And one time, could have swore I seen Pat up in the air.
That's what Elmer told me right then, Sheriff.
Up in the air, huh?
Yeah.
That gives me an idea. You said there were steep banks on both sides of the track, didn't you?
Yeah.
You boys look around up on top of the other bank, the one across the track from where you was?
Well, no, we didn't, Sheriff.
No, we scampered right back here to report you, Sheriff.
See, we ain't used to being deputy sheriffs. Did we do right?
You can bet your life you did right. We're going into action right now. Si, how much confidence you got in them pictures inside that camp?
I ain't sure, Sheriff. Things happen so fast.
It don't hurt, man. That camera takes 16 pictures every second. And if anything happened in front of it while one of them flashes went off, it's on that film.
Then we got to get that drugstore fill out of bed and get that film fixed up so we can see it.
That's just the trouble, Sheriff. We can't get that film fixed up closer in Kansas City.
Yes, and by the time that film gets to Kansas City and back, somebody else will be killed or disappeared.
Well, it can't be fixed here, that's for sure.
Now, you boys never let me down yet. And if you think that camera's got valuable evidence in it, we're going to get it out right now. Hand me that telephone, Si.
Yeah?
Now, what's the name of that young fella out there airfield?
Why, Sheriff, you ain't going to send that film to Kansas City by airplane, are you?
Say, that'll cost a lot of money, Sheriff. We don't know how much we're going to get paid for this case yet.
Yeah, that's right, Sheriff, we don't.
Now, don't you worry none about the calls. Operator, get me the airfield. Wake somebody up out there and call me quick. This is the Sheriff. Railroad will pay plenty to get this thing straight now, boys. And Funkin' County ain't never been stingy about seeing criminals punished.
And ain't this exciting?
Sing by genius, Si. Send evidence by airplane, makes it.
Yeah.
Say, that's good enough for a moving picture.
Yeah.
Now, you boys just sit still and see how Hank Hawkins goes in action. Stupid. Hello? Operator?
What a thrill for the old boys to have their evidence rushed around by plane. But what if the pictures are no good? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station. Thank you.